John 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Verse 14. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt amongst us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bare witness of him and cried, saying, This was he of whom I spake, he that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. And of his fullness have we all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. No man hath seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. And then we know it well, but still turn to it. John 14 and those opening six verses. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. And from henceforth ye know him, and have seen him. Philip saith unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Jesus saith unto him, Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, Show us the Father? And lastly to John 18, reading from verse 33. Then Pilate entered into the judgment hall again, and called Jesus, and said unto him, Art thou the King of the Jews? Jesus answered him, Sayest thou this thing of thyself, or did others tell it thee of me? Pilate answered, Am I a Jew? Thine own nation and the chief priests have delivered thee unto me. What hast thou done? Jesus answered, My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight, that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence. Pilate therefore said unto him, Art thou a king then? Jesus answered, Thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should be a witness unto the truth. Every one that is of the truth heareth my voice. Pilate saith unto him, What is truth? And when he had said this, he went out again unto the Jews, and saith unto them, I find in him no fault at all. Well, may God bless those few readings there from John's Gospel to our hearts. Before we went on holiday, as we go through the alphabet, we looked finally at letter S, and Jesus as Saviour. So this evening we're looking at letter T, and Jesus as the truth. When we read there about Pilate, he was examining Jesus to see whether he was guilty of high treason, as the Jewish religious leaders said he was. And he actually found, of course, Jesus was not guilty of such treason. But in his speaking, his conversation with Pilate, Jesus said he was born, he came into this world, that he should bear witness unto the truth. And everyone that is of the truth heareth his voice. He came to make clear the truth regarding God's salvation to the glory of Almighty God. And he himself is the very embodiment of truth. He said it in John's Gospel, as we read to the disciples, I am the way and the truth and the life. All those receive him as their Lord and Saviour, hearing what the one who is the truth has said, and believing the truth of what he has said, that they're guilty sinners, believing the truth of what he said, that he came to seek and lost sinners, believing the truth of what he said, he is the only way to the Father, and believe upon him for salvation, can be also said to be of the truth. Those that hear my voice are of the truth. Pilate said to Jesus, what is truth? The Greek and Roman philosophers had all sorts of opinions regarding what the truth was. Pilate probably thought there was no answer to this question. And he certainly doesn't wait for Jesus to give an answer to the question, which is quite sad when you think about it. He asks the question, what is truth? And he doesn't wait to hear from the very person before him who is the truth and who declared the truth. The answer to the question, what is truth, is Jesus. He is the truth. He is the true and living God in human flesh. He is the true and living way to spiritual life. He is the true and living way to the Father. None can come to the Father but by him. Jesus is the truth. He is a true revelation of God as God the Son. And he gives a true revelation of the way of salvation, which is by God's grace through faith in him alone. The truth is never found in any system of philosophy. I can remember at school, and what are you going to do when you go to university? I remember one teacher saying to me, why don't you have a go at philosophy? I wasn't too sure really what philosophy was at the time, if I'm honest with you. So I went home and started to look, and I thought, my word, it sounds a bit of a drag and a bit of a dead letter. And a lot of people study philosophy at university even today. But the truth is not found in the system of philosophy. It's found in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're told in Colossians, in him are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. He didn't just come to teach the truth about the way to God, but as the truth, to be the very way to God. He didn't come to teach the truth about God, but as God the Son, to reveal God in human flesh. He didn't just come to teach the truth that we can have spiritual life, but to bring spiritual life to lost sinners through his work. He said that you might have life and might have it more abundantly through him, but through him alone. He is the true and living way to the Father. We're reminded in Hebrews that we have boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way. And the fact that Jesus is the truth comes out so clearly in the opening verses of John's Gospel. It's quite interesting that it's called both the Word and the Truth, because those two things are often, very often linked in life. To remind you, we're told right at the start of John's Gospel that Jesus is the Word, that he was in beginning. I've made a mistake there. The Greek doesn't have the article "the" there, so it's not in the beginning, it's in beginning. That's what it should read. With God, was God, made and created all things. made flesh and dwelt amongst us, was full of grace and truth. Remarkable things revealed there about the Lord Jesus Christ. We think of the Word of God that reveals the mind of God, the will of God, the purposes of God, the attributes of God. But Jesus, as the Word, truly reveals the truth about the purposes, the mind, the will, and the attributes of Almighty God. He was in beginning. There was no time when he came into existence. All things were made by him. He is without beginning. He speaks in his prayer to the Father in John 17 of the glory that he had with the Father before the world was. The one who is the Word was with the Father and the Holy Spirit from all eternity. But amazingly, staggeringly, after John gives us that incredible introduction, goes on to tell us that the Word was made flesh and dwelt amongst us. What a thing. The one who was in beginning, was God, was with God, created all things, was made flesh and dwelt amongst us. He didn't lay aside his divine nature. He took human nature into association with his divine nature. And he was full of grace and truth. And he revealed the truth that the apostles continued to reveal after his ascension, that salvation was by God's grace through faith in him, who is the true and living way to God. Jesus is the Word. Jesus reveals the truth. And the truth centers in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. And every single sinner who comes to God through him is accepted by Almighty God. The Word, God the Son made flesh, without sin, died for your sins and rose again from the dead so that you can come to the Father on faith in him. So Jesus, the one who is the Word and the truth, what does that mean? Well, we can have many thoughts in our mind, but nobody knows what they are. But when we express them in words, they know what those thoughts were. We cannot see God, but Jesus, the truth, reveals the invisible God. It says that we read, no man has seen God at any time, but the only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath revealed him. By words we make known to people our will. And Jesus, as the Word, reveals the truth concerning the will of Almighty God. By words we reveal something of our character, the kind of people that we are. Jesus is the Word, reveals the true character, the true attributes of Almighty God. Jesus tells us, I am the truth. We're told he is full of grace and truth. So he is the truth and he delivered the truth. He revealed the truth about God as God the Son, made in flesh, dwelling amongst us. He revealed about the truth about God's way of salvation, being in him alone. No man can come to the Father but by me. And the one thing that mankind is blind to is the fact that Jesus, who is the Word, Jesus, who is the truth, is the only way to God, is the only Saviour. You think of two of the great religions of the world today. You think of Mohammed and Buddha. Both of them say, we'll instruct you in what the truth is. But Jesus says, I am the truth. That's so, so different. We'll instruct you as to what the truth is. But Jesus says, I am the truth. He is the truth, the true and right way to God. Something is tested if it's the true and right way by whether it achieves its results. Well, all who trust in Jesus, the way and the truth and the life, are forgiven their sins, have spiritual life, are reconciled to God, and enter God's heaven. He who is the truth has made very clear to us the nature and character of God when he was here in human flesh. If you want to know what God is really like, because it's hard for you to conceive of one who is a spirit, the best way to do it is to look at the life of Christ. Anyone who has seen me, he says, has seen the Father. And he who is the truth reveals the ultimate truth, that there is only salvation for sinful men, women, and boys and girls on faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the truth. Jesus in John 8 says to those who believe upon him, "If you continue in my word, ye are my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free."